Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Red October Pep Rally on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, are you feeling it, my friend?
I'm feeling great, Spike. Jackie Baseball, 48 hours away, my brother.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
Counting down the seconds. 4:08 on Saturday, cannot get here fast enough. And I would like to officially announce.
Yeah.
I'm over yesterday.
Yeah!
There you go.
No longer nervous. No, well, nervous, yes. Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
No,
you
I'm
sprung
good.
That on us.
I'm good. I had to talk my way out of it yesterday.
Okay.
I had to get it all out there.
Okay.
And I feel good now. I feel good. I'm ready for Red October.
I can appreciate that. Because I didn't want to deal with that today today. Thank you. I can appreciate
that. And you know what? I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's lying.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, we know where the kid's heart is at.
Yes.
He wants this team to win. He bleeds for the Phillies, man.
Well, and
we know that. That's never questioned.
We found out last night who the real baseball guy on the show is, as Ike promised us that the Milwaukee Brewers would win the game last night.
Yeah.
Both Jack and I were like, nah, they're dead, man. Nah, they're dead. And who came through? That is the Milwaukee Brewers. So at the very least, we get both teams maybe having to wear out their bullpen a little bit. We get a third game.
We get a game four starter in game one versus Zach Wheeler.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Which is going to make those mighty Mets even easier to take out because they win today.
And
So
you're predicting a Mets win today?
Yeah, the Mets win today.
Okay.
Yes.
All
right. Mets win today. We'll take on the Mets tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I mean, Saturday at 4.
And I've sort of changed a little bit, too, in that I went from I said yesterday, playing the Mets is like this high-ceiling, low-floor thing. Mm-hmm. It would feel awful to lose to the Mets, but it would feel great to beat the Mets. Now I kind of want to beat them.
Yeah.
I kind of want all the people I used to work with at Fan to feel horrible.
Yeah.
I want to end positive Tommy Lugauer. I want to end Sal Licata. I want to end Boomer and Gio. I want all that to be over.
Yeah.
So we have an enormous show today. Enormous show for the Red October Pep Rally here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, presented by Budweiser. 2:30, Fransky in L.A. will join us right here at Chickies and Pete's. That's awesome. Then 3 o'clock, there were some whispers, maybe from Jack. He was worried that Bryce Harper wouldn't come on the show anymore. But we are getting rid of those worries today as Bryce Harper joins us on the show. Not here at Chickies, he'll be on the phone. But Bryce Harper joins us on the show at 3 o'clock. And then, to take the temperature on the Mets fan at 4:30 today, Sal Licata of WFAN, a true Mets fan, he will join us at 4:30. And all show long, we will have music from the Phillies Clubhouse mix. The Armentani brothers, local DJ guys, they did the whole mix for Stubby for the locker room clubhouse celebration, and we'll have music all day.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a fun day. I was listening earlier. It's already been a great day.
You have
the Phillies owner on the morning show. That was awesome hearing John Middleton. I tell you, man, he gets me fired up.
Oh, he does. He wants to win pretty badly.
Yeah, yes. And I'm sure as a player, you want to win for him.
And
he's one of those owners that the players want to go out and play for.
It seemed like they did. In the clubhouse, it seemed like they did. And announced today, this morning, on WIP, announced by John Middleton, and he who should not be named, is that there is a new deal to keep the Phillies on WIP, a multi-year deal. So we are the home of the Phillies. We should be the home of the Phillies. We will be the home of the Phillies, living and breathing with you every single day with Fransky in L.A. during the games, and Stocker, of course.
Excited about that, man. The partnership with the big dogs running with the big dogs. I mean, come on, man.
Major Leagues.
Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Phillies, WIP. I mean, it's big dogs running with the big dogs. Like I tweeted out earlier, this is where the Phillies belong. So I was certainly happy to hear about the extended partnership, and hopefully it goes until eternity as far as I'm concerned. But it's great to have them on board for the foreseeable future, and it's a great partnership. And listen, we live for this time of the year.
Yes, sir.
We live for this time of the year. Red October. No one does it better than the Phillies and WIP.
So here's how I want to start the show, and it's a question I want to ask you, Ike, because
yes.
I have heard a sense of urgency. Sense of urgency from John Middleton, sense of urgency from fans, sense of urgency from hosts. Do the Phillies really, like, have to win it this year? Is this a year that they have to come away with a World Series championship?
Yeah. And I really believe that. There's no hedging in that for me. And it's not as if, well, if they don't win it, they're going to blow the team up and this person is leaving, this person is getting traded. That's not where I'm coming from. But when you're looking at a window that you have with this type of talent playing basically in the prime of their career, some of them maybe their prime is a little bit past them, but they still got a lot of some good baseball left in them. You got to take advantage of that right now. You just do. You never know what next year is going to bring you. Injuries happen all the time. So anything can derail what looks like a promising future. When you're in the moment, you need to seize the moment and take advantage of it. And I look at this year and I look at the landscape of Major League Baseball, and I don't frown upon it because we don't have some dominant team that is David trying to chase down Goliath. I'm glad that it's not that. And I don't mind the parity that's there in Major League Baseball. I believe even with there being parity and there being some advantages we have over several of the teams and their disadvantages that we have where teams are a little bit better, I like the fact that we have the grit. I like the fact that we are experienced, we're seasoned. We have a couple of guys that knows what it's like to win a World Series title in Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. Is there anywhere I'm forgetting other than those two that's won a World Series?
Schwarber won one.
Yeah, Schwarber and Turner.
I believe that's it.
Okay. Anyway, now back to my rant.
Yep.
We got those things going for us, and this team is motivated. There's something about being driven by, I don't want to use the word necessarily failure, but not completing a mission. And I think they've been on that mission the last 2 years, and they've seen how close they've gotten, and they feel like they've left something on the table. They've been looking forward to getting back to this moment, this time of the year. I like our intangibles going into the playoffs and everything that surrounds us as a team than I do to any other team.
Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Fritz, what is your temperature on that?
It has to be the year. Like, it has to be the year. And I was on this in May saying, hurry up and get me to October because it's all that really mattered to me. And, you know, Ike brought it up, but to echo the sentiment, you know, this is they only have so many shots at this. If you want to go back in history, 76, 77, 78, 79, they didn't make the playoffs, but 80, like, this feels like the culminating moment for this team. I don't know how many years you're going to get a 2.5 ERA year out of Wheeler. Right. Most years, most likely. But he's had a great year. He could win the Cy Young. I hope he does. Nola's had a really good year. Chris Sanchez, you feel good about those three. Ranger, you hope that he flips a switch, postseason rolls around, and you get the Ranger you had the last couple of years. But really the core of this team and what happened last year and how they didn't go and shake up the core, and they doubled down on these guys. They doubled down and said, we believe the inner fire that happened last year after losing game 6 and 7 should be enough to fuel you, and they're going to be given this opportunity. Ike said they probably won't, they're not going to change a lot of the roster in the offseason, maybe, but there's going to be deeper conversations about could they make a different move here? Do they have the right manager? Like, there's going to be
those kind of
conversations that are going to happen, and I would like to avoid that because I like these guys and I want them to get it done. But this has to be the year. The Braves aren't going to be down forever. The Dodgers, they're going to get their pitching staff in order at some time. It's not this year. Padres are really good. But other than that, it's right there for the taking. And in the AL, the Orioles are already knocked out. I mean, I remember when they lost the Orioles spike, you were freaking out. Like, how are we supposed to beat that team? And they're done. They're out. It's Yankees on that side. It's not the same kind of caliber of league that it's been. It has to be the year, and it's turned now into World Series or bust for me.
215-592-9494. Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? So I'm going to present the other side because I don't actually agree. I agree.
Come on, Spike.
Well, I agree with a lot of what you've said in terms of it feels like the culmination, the momentum, the get to the World Series and then win the division. And I agree with you for the age of a lot of the core players. But I just don't think I don't think baseball is built that way, and I don't think this organization wants to be built that way. I think the Phillies made a mistake toward the end of the last run, thinking, hey, we need to do this now. And if we don't, then who knows when we're getting another chance. And you sort of set yourself up for making sure that you don't have a lot of chances when you think about it that way. So I agree with you on the age of the players. I agree with you the potential changes. I agree with all of those things. But the same reason where you look around the league and say, hey, nobody's that great, is the same reason why I look around the league and say, we're one of those teams. And I think it's a good team, absolutely. But I think that this team and this organization needs to be built in a way where every single year you have a shot. You have a down year here and there, but the good organizations in baseball, every year you have the shot. And I would wrap that in saying you don't give Bryce Harper a 13-year deal if 1 year has to be the year. You don't re-sign Zach Wheeler to a huge contract if this year has to be the year. You don't re-sign Aaron Nola to a big contract if it's got to be this year. You don't lock up Chris Sanchez for the future if it's got to be this year. You don't go to the trade deadline and not mortgage it for Garrett Crochet or whatever you want to do if it's got to be this year. I agree with you. It would feel great this year. The momentum, the story, the narrative of it all feels great if it's this year. But I personally don't feel like if this team doesn't do it this year, then oh no, you know, we may fall off a ledge or we may never have another chance at it. I think I sort of trust that the organization thinks about it in a different way, and I'm a little more confident than moving forward. We will do the things that are necessary to be competitors every year.
Yeah, here's where I'll push back on that. I'm not so sure the organization doesn't feel this way, that it has to be this year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here. When I mentioned in my initial little monologue there, was that the premise behind my thinking of them having to win this year wasn't necessarily they were going to break up the team.
Sure.
I misspoke because, quite frankly, Spike, this isn't a 1 year you got to win it this year. This is a third year. You were in the World Series up 2-1 2 years ago, and we gave you a pass. It didn't have to be done that year. Last year, you were up 3-2 coming back home for games 6 and 7 with a chance to get back to the World Series, and they didn't do it. That's strike two. You don't take care of business this year when you're the best team top to bottom. Starting rotation, bullpen, enough solid star power in your lineup. I think there are more boxes to get checked for the Phillies if you go through all the major categories that you need to win a World Series than there is for any other team. If not now, then when? And I say that because who knows? John Middleton's not going to be happy, especially if they don't get to the World Series. And if they happen to lose in this series coming up, or the next one, maybe the Dodgers if they're playing, or the Padres, maybe losing to them in 6 or 7 feels a little more acceptable. I don't know. But losing in this round, John Middleton's not going to be happy. And there, I would imagine if there – I'd be surprised if there aren't changes. whether it's the manager or whether it's guys that didn't get the job done that you have to move on from. We know Turner and Harper isn't going anywhere. Schwarber probably isn't either. But some other guys?
JT, Casty.
Yeah, Casty, Stott, Bone. Like some other guys? Like I don't know. I don't know. I would imagine John Middleton would be highly disappointed this team coming up short. I don't think he's looking at it like, oh, don't worry, we got more years to try to win it. You guys don't have to win it this year. And that'll be evident by what he does if they don't win.
If they make big moves. And
yes.
Right.
Yeah, that'll let you know that, no, it's time to shake something up. Because, again, this is the third bite at the apple. Now, it's not their first go-round. This is number three.
215-592-9494. Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? Oh, no, go ahead.
Sorry,
John.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
And I think they're starting to feel like your Eagles team, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got there.
It was okay when we lost to the Rams.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was okay when you lost to the Rams. Lost to the Bucks, not okay.
That was not okay.
Panthers,
it was almost a city burnt down.
Yeah.
We needed to go get T.O. to save everything.
And maybe so does T.O., but it doesn't mean that there wasn't the expectation for the 0-2 and 0-3 Eagles to get the job done. And these guys, I just think they've earned it. And it would be a shame to have to go and make a move to the core because I think we've really fallen in love with these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they felt like our guys even though they brought from the outside.
We watched them, yeah.
But it's just the reality of the sport where we're not playing in Arizona, some horrible city like that. We're not playing in
– It's a state,
whatever. You get the point.
Yeah. Let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
The way the Eagles are playing right now?
Need them.
Yeah, we kind of need it.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
We're talking about championship aspirations. Everybody's putting their faith in the Phillies right now. Now, the Eagles could change that in a month or two, but right now, this is truly the team that we feel like has a legitimate chance to bring a championship back to Philadelphia.
You know, on some level, we need it as much as they do.
Yes.
We need it as much as they do.
Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Does this have to be the year for the Phillies? Starting us off, the Kenny Lofton of the WIP Afternoon Show, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Do this. Man, first of all, Spike, what is this? This the pep rally?
Rally?
Yes.
So I'm going to need you to start giving me your point first because Buzzkill, Buzz Wilson, you close to taking that nickname away. Don't give me all the reasons of why we don't got to win. It's the pep rally. We want the reasons why we going to win because the question should be, will the Phillies win the World Series this year? Not should they. Do they have to? No. I'm changing the topic. Lead off hitter. We change it.
Lead off hitter, not host.
Will the series, will we win the World? Yes, we will. We got, man, the real Michael Jordan. Please stand up.
Stop comparing athletes to Michael Jordan. Yeah.
He on the call at 3 p.m. Hey, man, Michael Jordan, stand up. We need you, baby. And he going to deliver. We got Turner. We've been waiting for this moment, man. I told y'all season. We got bored. Everybody was panicking. Oh, my God, is this the 2023 Eagles? He's going to make a show. Now, these boys is ready. They hungry. Lead off hitter, Kyle Schwarber. The Ohio legend going to come through. My boy Bryson Stott, we all ready. The Cy Young winner, he ready for game one. And what we got? Why we keep having Mets people on the show?
Well, because then we might play them. Stop it.
The Mets ain't win yet. The Mets could be going home tonight. We ain't going to be giving them no automatic bid to play us. It ain't happening, baby. We might be having a reunion. You never know. Reese Hoskins could be coming back to Philly, and we're going to send his ass back home. Soon.
I mean, truly, the real reason is there's nobody interesting to talk to in Milwaukee. So,
hey, this yeah. going to be the year. We get
Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Yeah, I would love to get Bob Uecker.
Not a bad call.
That would be great.
Love to talk to Bob Uecker.
That would be great. I can't yell at Bob Uecker like I can
yell
at Sal, though.
Yeah. Come on, Bob, you're full of it.
Yeah. You loser.
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 Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it done.
All right.
We're going to have rings at the end of the season. And you know what? You talking about, is this the beginning of a dynasty, baby? Because we're going to win it again next year, too.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Soto. Can we get one first?
With Soto.
Easy.
With Soto.
Okay.
Phillies, baby.
All right. Now, if it's the beginning of a dynasty, then you definitely don't have to win it this year. You got a dynasty in front of you. Come on. 215-592-9494. Brandon and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, brother.
Listen, Zach Fritz, you're not staging phone calls anymore?
Well, in person,
though. You're moving up in the world.
We're at Chickies. Not yet. He's still got to answer the phone calls when we're in the studio.
Appreciate the compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it was a compliment, a little bit sly. Listen, I got Big Aaron calling yesterday. I know Big Aaron. First of all, he's a short old man. He's not really Big Aaron. I know he's listening right now.
Wow.
I this softness that's coming out of the radio waves talking about I'm scared of the New York Mets is ridiculous. Okay? If we're going to win a world, if we get shut out in the first round, we don't deserve none of that, okay? We shouldn't be looking at, oh, I'm scared of the fans taking over Citizens Bank Park. None of that. If we get knocked out by the New York Mets and not the Brewers in the first round, we don't belong there anyway. Listen, in the last 30 years, you got two championships brought to this city. It's ridiculous. The expectations are high, and of course, the expectations are to win a World Series. This October, happy Red October to everybody. I love you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Brent.
Alrighty.
My only question for B would have been, did he break out his Tampa Bay Bucks jersey last week when the Bucks beat the Eagles?
You know he did.
Yep.
He did.
Yep.
Wait, for who?
He's a Bucks
Brandon.
Fan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Well, you know he did.
He brought up, we talked about the being scared of the Mets thing yesterday. I would say this, and I would say this for sure. I'm over that part of it. And I just needed to see them lose. Honestly, I just needed to see them lose in the playoffs to let it know it was possible. And the joy of beating a Mets team is way more exciting. I would love to beat the Brewers. You know, you beat whoever you beat, you win the World Series.
Yes.
But I kind of want 3,000 Mets fans in Citizens Bank Park when the Phillies win that game. You know, being a –
would you root for – not necessarily root. I don't like to say root, because root means you're doing something outwardly.
Yeah.
But Cowboys-Eagles, playoff game.
Yeah.
If I want a matchup, that's a matchup I want. As long as it's here.
The juice –
I don't want to go there, but as long as the matchup is here.
Sure. The juice for a Mets-Phillies series is so much higher than the juice for a Brewers series.
Yes.
And the excitement over that and the – you know, part of – the great part of sports is the anxiety of – losing to whoever you're playing. And I kind of like the anxiety of potentially losing to the Mets, because beating the Mets would feel – we're not losers. We want to win the World Series. But beating the Mets would feel particularly good.
It would feel like a big brother moment.
Yes.
Yeah, we are there is a movement that's starting to – we got to impose our will on this New York nonsense. I mean, started in the playoffs last year with the Sixers and the Knicks.
Yep.
That was embarrassing. From that point forward, we ought to be on a mission to embarrass them. And we're going to have to deal with the Knicks all year and possibly in the playoffs too with that squad.
There's going to be a lot with that.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot going on with the Sixers and the Knicks, Philadelphia, New York. Might as well add this to it.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, we can't count on the Giants.
No, we surely can't. No, we surely can't.
Jets, Eagles, Super Bowl?
Nah.
No?
Well,
actually, is one of my partners.
I know. You took a lot. I still want the Brewers. You want to know why?
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 Because every team that's beat them in the postseason has made the World Series.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, and you need to make up for your Rhys Hoskins wrongness, too. You quit the show.
Well, he definitely won't be getting a standing ovation this time.
No, he will not.
Yeah, he needs to worry about hitting the baseball. I believe he's, 0 for 7 to start the wild card.
Don't jinx it. All right.
Just saying.
Does this have to be the year for the Phillies?
Come
215-592-9494. Don't do that to me.
It's got to be the year, man.
All right.
It has to be.
Coming up next, we will be joined right here at Chickies and Pete's with our friends Fransky in L.A. Well, I don't know if I can say friends. Are they friends?
Sure.
They're friends of yours.
Of course,
you didn't even recognize Fransky that one time.
Yeah, it's one of those moments I'll think I'll never live down.
No. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally, presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.